We've got work to do this morning. Let's get them all out here. Okay, everybody get back. Get here. All right, what we're doing each week is we are getting the manger the way it should be because, let's see, y'all get over there so I can see you. There we are. Because a lot of times when we see the nativities, we don't realize that there really was a story behind it. And so we're decorating this morning and teaching the adults about the real meaning of Christmas. Now, I want to begin with, okay, I've got three magi, and we're going to put them first this morning way over there. And the reason we're putting them way over there is because
they came 2 years after Jesus was born.
They came later, 2 years some think, to not a stable. Where did they come? They came to a house. So, I'm going to give each... Okay, go put him over there where we had it the other night. Somebody else want to take one? We'll let a lady go over there. And that's where they are. They're way off in the east. Okay? Next, we have... let's see.
Angel.
We have the... Who is this?
Mary.
Okay, we talked about last Wednesday that Mary was engaged to Joseph, and they weren't married yet, and the angel came to her and told her that she was going to have God's son. So Mary and Joseph aren't living together yet, and I'm going to put her... Maggie, could you put Mary by that speaker over there? She's over there. The angel talked to her last week, okay? And... Then we have the stable, which, because it's not Christmas, we're not there yet. So let me move this back a little bit. Let's move this stable back. Ultimately, this is where Jesus will be born. So I want y'all to put the animals how you think they were before Jesus. If you haven't done it, raise your hand. There you go. Oh, that's... You can put it up there. Put the sheep and the... You put it up there, okay. They're just eating hay. There's hay. Put them in the stable here, okay. Okay, they're waiting for the big day, Christmas Day. You got them up there, okay. Put. Where's the other animal? How many animals we have? Okay. All right, next we've got Joseph, okay. Who hadn't put one up yet, okay. Cal, now I'll let you do one in a second. Here you go. All right, get him. And I want you to put Joseph over here because he's at a different house. Okay? Take him up. Go up here on the stage. Go over there in that corner. And he is... That'd be great. He is engaged to Mary. Mary has just heard from the angel... Guess what? You're going to be the mother of God's son. Joseph isn't the daddy. This wasn't a relationship between them, but it was God giving his son to Mary. Now, the problem with that is that Joseph had to understand that. And so how did God tell Joseph that Mary was going to be pregnant and have his son? How did that happen? Another angel came. So we're going to let you put the angel. Have you done one yet today? Okay, go over there. Put that angel somewhere by... Yeah. And what he did, guys, listen to this. He told Joseph that it was okay to marry Mary, that she was bearing God's son. And so Joseph, being a righteous man, married Mary, and the rest is history. Now, there's one character we have here that we haven't done anything with.
He
Jesus. Who is this?
Jesus.
Why have we not done anything with Jesus?
We have to hide him.
We have to hide him.
Put him behind.
Darvin, I'm going to let you do it over there, okay? Hide him somewhere. He's only pretend hiding because he'll come out eventually. Just put him anywhere. Someplace where we can't be seen because he's not here yet. There we go. All right, good, good. All right, so we need to remember that when we see the nativity, it's not always like we see it. It took time to be like that. So let's pray and let's help us ask God to help us remember the real meaning of Christmas. Lord, we thank you for Joseph. And we thank you that Joseph learned and obeyed what you told him to do. Help us to remember that as we go through Christmas, that it's all about you, not the holiday. It's about your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.